I'll be honest with you. When I'm facing a trial or a difficulty, I don't feel like rejoicing at that time. But yet it's possible to rejoice in the Lord even though we are experiencing heaviness. This joy is supernatural. This joy comes from God. It comes as we place our faith upon the Lord.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth and Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
In Philippians chapter 4 and verse 4, the Apostle Paul says, "Rejoice in the Lord always," and again I will say, rejoice. So Paul is in a difficult place, but yet he's encouraging others to rejoice. Well, how many times do you rejoice? Well, it says always. I believe it means to have a continual heart of rejoicing in the Lord. It doesn't mean to be fake or phony or superficial. But because of your personal, intimate relationship with Jesus Christ, my friend, we can have this joy that comes from above, that comes from the Lord. It's something supernatural. You know, James said that we can count it all joy when we fall into various trials. Well, why do we joy in a trial? Because God is working in your life in that trial. Whatever it might be, just know that God is sovereign. God is in control. He knows exactly what he's doing. He's on the throne. And he is working effectively in your life. It could be that our faith is being tried or tested by fire. You know what fire does? Fire will remove the dross or the impurity out of the metal. In other words, if you put gold through the fire or silver through the fire, it will remove the dross or the impurities that are there in that metal. And therefore, when it's finished, it becomes more pure and more valuable, just like your faith. God is interested in your faith. He's concerned about your faith. And maybe you're going through the trial. Maybe you're going through the fire or the testing, if you will, because there are some things in your life that God is trying to work out. Maybe some things that God is trying to remove. Regardless, we know this, that through that trial, we can learn to depend upon God, to call out to the Lord in a way otherwise we may never cry out to him, and that we can trust him and know that God is faithful and he knows what he is doing. Peter said in 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 8, he says, "Whom having not seen you love, though now you do not see him, yet believing you rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory." And that word inexpressible, or that word unspeakable, means that this joy is so great and glorious that it cannot be expressed in mere words. And it's the only place this word is used in the Greek of the entire Bible. It conveys the idea that this joy is beyond human expression or description. This joy is too great for words. Praise God. I mean, can you imagine right now in the midst of this chaotic world and all of its problems, it's possible for you and I as believers to experience a supernatural joy that cannot be put into words. With this joy comes strength from God. You know, Psalm 21 and 1 says, "The king shall have joy in your strength." Psalm 27 and 6, "I will offer sacrifices of joy in his tabernacle. I will sing, yes, I will sing praises to the Lord." When it uses the word sing, it makes me think of the fact that it's an outward expression as we sing to God because of this joy that's in our heart. Those that are filled with God's joy can praise him because this joy has to be expressed. It may be expressed by a shout or a praise or singing unto the Lord. Psalm 35 and 27, "Let them shout for joy and be glad." My friend, you might just have to shout amen or praise the Lord, or hallelujah, or glory to God. Whatever it might be, this joy must be expressed. It's okay, my friend, to be filled with God's joy. Even in the midst of your trial, we can rejoice.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthandfact.org.